Baseball's top officials are on Capitol Hill at this hour. Lawmakers want an update on efforts to clean up Major League Baseball, tarnished by the use of performance-enhancing drugs. Last month, the Mitchell Report detailed steroid use. It names more than 80 players, and the man who led that investigation, former Senator George Mitchell, told members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee today his report is not complete.
Knowledge and understanding of the past are essential if the problem is to be dealt with effectively in the future. But being chained to the past is not helpful. Baseball does not need to engage in a never-ending search for the name of every player who ever used performance-enhancing substances. In my report, I acknowledged there is much about the illegal use of performance-enhancing substances in baseball that I did not learn.
Senator Mitchell was called to Washington today, along with Donald Fehr, head of the Players Union, and Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig.
The last time that Selig was on Capitol Hill on this subject, he was grilled for hour after hour, and it was a very tough session for him.
That's Eric Fisher. He covers the business of baseball for the Sports Business Journal.
In March of 2005, congressmen were not happy with the progress that baseball had made up until that point. And since that hearing, Major League Baseball and the Players Union have twice reopened its labor deal with the players to implement some tougher standards and tougher testing procedures. And certainly Major League Baseball is hoping that the reception that they get this time around goes much better than it did in 2005.
Why is baseball under the microscope? I mean, looking around other news, we have Marion Jones going to jail. Runners have been scrutinized. Doping scandals in the world of cycling. Baseball at this moment in time, what gives?
Well, it's been going on for a bunch of years. Baseball, even though it is not quite as large economically as National Football League, it is still the national pastime. It is still the favorite sport of a lot of congressmen on Capitol Hill. And baseball still occupies a very important place in our culture. And Major League Baseball often sort of calls it its greatest blessing and its greatest curse. It's a blessing because it means it insulates them from any sort of loss of relevance among its fan base and keeps it a very strong entity on that realm. It's also a curse because it keeps them under the microscope and under pressure on issues such as this.
In the end, what can Congress really do about all of this? What power does Congress have as regards baseball?
Well, what we're seeing is a way to implement some public pressure so Major League Baseball and the Players Union can implement reforms privately. This is certainly what happened the last time where we had this hearing in 2005. It's just keeping the feet to the fire more than anything else.
Eric Fisher is a reporter for the Sports Business Journal. Thanks very much for joining us.
Sure.
A second hearing on drugs in baseball had been scheduled for tomorrow. Pitcher Roger Clemens was to testify, along with the man who says he injected Clemens with performance-enhancing drugs, Brian McNamee. That hearing has been rescheduled to next month.